4, HKX, mobile.
Clear.
Quite as much background noise.
You're in your big truck.
You can tell they've gotten used to it. And this one, you can hear the injectors right now, I'm sure. But they'll calm down once it gets warmed up a little bit.
Typical diesels, you can hear it rattle a little bit, but she's out good.
Somebody's going to get one of them revenue sharing coupons.
Popo, huh?
Him flying up behind me real quick, so I'm trying to make sure I get out of his way.
Big one.
Pulled out on the road, so I ain't moving fast enough.
Onto an interstate one time in my wife's little sports car, and I was getting it. Come across top of a hill, and there sat a state trooper, son. I was doing about, I don't know, 85, maybe 90. I knew I was caught, because I seen his lights come on, and I pulled over to the shoulder of the road, because I knew I was caught. He went by me and went down there and got him a little Toyota pickup truck, pulled them over. Man, as I went by there, them guys were throwing their hands up and everything else.
Good. They're heading the same way I'm heading, so toward the state line, and I'm trying to get out of the way.
Friday. Yeah, that's not good.
Or what it is, because it's not too far up the road.
Well, Patrick, I'm going to get out of here for a little bit. I might catch out here later on and see if I can hear you, but I need to go feed up, so let me slip out of here and go get that done before it gets dark.
To talk to you this afternoon, and hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. KO4HKX, 73.
73, friend, KO4MU.
ALPN monitoring.
Good afternoon, Alexander. KO4HKX.
Good afternoon to you too, Patrick. How have you been?
Good. I hope you have. I haven't heard you on the radio in quite some time.
Been good. I've not been on the radio that much. That's true. I've been doing my other hobbies. I'm just picking up welding and learning that now.
You can make a good career out of that. So stick with it.
Wanted to make a career out of it, but I just thought it'd be a nice skill to learn. If I want to go into auto mechanics, then I thought it'd be nice to know how to weld in that field a little bit.
Good secondary trait to have. I will tell you that. Many years of in the auto field and welding boats, so it definitely helps out.
I mean, I've enjoyed it, but yeah, it's just not enough to make a career out of it. But I've also been tinkering out with some small engines. I've rebuilt a weeder, and yeah.
Always good to pick up as many traits as you can. Even if you don't master them completely, you still have a basic understanding of them. So that's always a good thing.
If you get as much traits trying as I can, I sometimes also like to take time and learn a little bit of carpentry, but yeah, that'll have to be a little bit later on.
That's definitely a good thing to know, working with your hands in any field. That's good skills.
And I enjoy working with my hands, and especially the problem solving with that mechanics brings us, probably why I like it so much.
To say that's one of the things I miss the most about not being a mechanic is the critical thinking part of it, the problem solving. I don't know, it's nice to step back at the end of the day or the end of the project and say, okay, I fixed this. I do miss that part of it, but I don't miss other parts of it.
Just out of curiosity, if you don't mind, what other parts do you not miss so much?
The disrespect that comes along with it, I don't know, you're going to have hateful customers in anything you do with working with the public, so can't really say that one, but that's more what it is, not actually working on the car. I enjoyed it.
Part of it, I mean, I understand it, that sure you're always going to get those unhappy customers that are not going to like your work or think you ripped them off.
Ones that it's never good enough, and they always want something for nothing.
That makes sense.
You deal with that already if you're working for the public on small engine stuff.
Dealt too much with customers. The small engines that I do, I work in a small engine shop one day a week, but I'm not really dealing with the customers. But I've heard in that career, or in that trade, you get a lot of those unhappy customers, or some of them, but the small engine work that I do out here at home is just mainly for people that I know and other machines that I just acquired that I just work on just to have or to learn on.
Well, like I said, just enjoy it. Try not to focus on that and let them get you down, because it is a good career to have. It's a profitable one. It can be. If done properly. So, like I said, I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't go back and change anything about it. But I'm glad I don't have to do it every day anymore.
You're driving a tool truck, is that correct?
Correct.
Matco?
That's the tool brand I fly on the side of my truck.
I see. So you enjoy it more, you like to more go to the different shops, and kind of just what kind of benefits does it offer? I just kind of like to learn about, you know, different careers and just, yeah, expand my knowledge, if you don't mind me asking.
Oh, no, I'll be happy to tell you. I enjoy the part about it where I'm meeting new people and I get to pass along the knowledge that I have and help other people flourish in their careers. I enjoy that part of it. Because when I was doing steel turning wrenches, I was doing some training and stuff like that. So I found I enjoyed helping other people prosper and doing the right thing.
Teaching part of being able to, you know, visit the shops and share your knowledge.
But, Alexander, I am going to have to say 7-3. I've just crossed the state line, and I'll lose the repeater here shortly. But it was really good to talk to you. And if I don't talk to you again, you and your family have a very Merry Christmas. And look forward to talking to you on down the log. So you take care. 7-3, KO4HK, clear.
Greetings to you too, and you also have a very Merry Christmas. This is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear.
ULP, N4ZLK.
And this is KO4ULP.
Andrew, right? Okay, I hadn't heard you in a while. This is Shane. I heard you and Patrick talking. I just wanted to say hello and Merry Christmas to you. I have not heard you in forever.
I've been on this repeater for a while, probably a couple of months.
Hey, it's good to hear you today. I got to run, but I just wanted to say hello and Merry Christmas to you and your family. It's nice to hear you again. KO4ULP, N4ZLK.
You have a very, very Merry Christmas, and this is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear.